Welcome to episode 16 of Autograph Weekly.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
What's going on, autograph collectors? I'm Stacey Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week until Tom Brady is a homeless crack addict. Guys, you got to keep those ears open for that keyword, but we're doing it different this week. We're switching things up, and you guys are going to hate it, but you have to do it. We're not posting on Facebook this week. We're posting on Twitter. So once you hear the keyword, go to our Twitter page at twitter.com/autographweekly and reply to us with the keyword that automatically enters you for the giveaway, and we'll explain the prize later. I know you guys are upset. You're like, I don't have a Twitter. I don't want to sign up for Twitter. I'm against the establishment. Well, guys, just go sign up, and after you retweet us or reply to us with the keyword, you can cancel your membership. It's that easy. But we have to build our Twitter base. It's very low, and that's why we're moving it over to Twitter just for this week, guys. So don't freak out. We want to welcome our new listeners. We got a lot of new listeners to the podcast. Thank you guys for spreading the word. It's always nice to have fresh faces in the community, people commenting on our Facebook page. You guys are great. All right, let's move on to the Mojo Mailbox. Stacy, what'd you get in?
Actually, my Mojo Mailbox this week was pretty slow, pretty kind of like everybody. This past week has been really horrible for a lot of us. Mine overall is probably a little better than most. Go over the TTMs here real quick first. Five or six of them I'll go over here. First one, I got in Billy Piper from overseas, who played Rose Tyler, the companion to the Doctor in the Doctor Who reboot that she was on two seasons back in 2005 and 6. So I was real happy to get that. Got in Clarence Thomas on two book plates. He is the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. So that was nice to get that in. That was a real quick, I think, 7 or 8 day turnaround on that. So also another private address success that I found. And yes, that's 2 weeks in a row that I found a private address. And this one was Brian Kilmeade, who is the co-host of Fox and Friends, also an author of a couple of sports books as well. Got in Addie Miller, who played the little girl Walker in the pilot episode of The Walking Dead. So added another Walking Dead item to my PC for that. It's getting pretty big now. Also got in, going to probably butcher this name, I think it's Stana Katic, who plays Kate Beckett on the TV show Castle. That was over close to a 200-day wait on that, so I was very happy to see that come in. And then the last TTM was Piers Anthony, who is a pretty well-known sci-fi and fantasy author, and also got a little note from him, too, saying that he remembered the 52 zip code that was my zip code for Cedar Rapids, because he has a collaborator that lives here in Cedar Rapids, so that was kind of cool. Also, go over a few purchases here. This is purchases I got from Autograph World this last week. I'll go over these real fast. Got Keisha Tillis, who played Jenny Jones. She was a walker on The Walking Dead, so another Walking Dead item I got that I didn't have before. Got Erica Tazel, who played Rachel Brooks, who plays Rachel Brooks on Justified. Brett Ratner, got him. He's the director of Rush Hour, X-Men Last Stand, did work on Prison Break. And the last one I'll go over, I got Sophie Simmons, Gene Simmons' daughter, so it was another cool item there. And then go over real quick a few books. Didn't get a whole lot of books in this week. Got in Amy Fisher. Got that for $9.99 shipped. And if you guys don't know who Amy Fisher is, just do a Google. It was a pretty newsworthy event. Was that was that early 90s maybe?
I do not remember.
Okay.
too young.
Like I said, I got that for $9.99 shipped, and then these two I got for $20 shipped together. It was Meg Whitman and Willie Brown. Meg Whitman is currently the CEO of HP, I believe. She used to run eBay. And then Willie Brown was the first African-American mayor of San Francisco and was real key in how San Francisco became the tech mecca of the U.S. And then also got a real cool Kelsey Grammer book. It wasn't actually a book that he wrote. It was a book that he gave to somebody that he worked with. It had a real awesome inscription on it and got that for $13.99 shipped. That was all the stuff I'm going to go over this week. I said it was my week is probably better than most. I said it's been a real rough week since this whole week's been horrible all around. A couple of quick other things. The countdown to 1,000, I'm actually one fourth of the way there. So I'm down to 746 for that. And did not knock anything off this week of my Project 2012, my most wanted stuff for this year, but should have three or four items coming in between tomorrow and next week. So I'll talk about that stuff next week. All right, Zane, how about your mailbox? How is it this week?
Effing horrible. This is probably the worst mail week I've had in several months. I can't remember having a mail week this bad. It was bad. TTM-wise, these are pretty much everybody I got TTM. Anthony Zerbe, who I wrote off to like 200 days ago, and I thought this thing was totally gone. Here's the kind of key thing behind that. I wrote off to Tom Aldridge before that, had him sign a little playbill that he was in. Anthony Zerbe was also in it, and it was also signed by Maureen Stapleton and Ann Talman. So I sent that off to Anthony Zerbe to get signed. It was already triple signed, and I thought it wasn't coming back. But I did get it back signed, so now it's quadruple signed. Really nice piece, so I was happy to get that in. Norman Bridwell, of course, the creator of Clifford the Big Red Dog. Again, I thought that one was gone because I sent that off about 150 days ago. It was a long time ago. So finally that came in, and he wrote a letter apologizing for taking so long. George Martin, Sir George Martin, producer of the Beatles. That was a pretty cool success. Got 101 from him. And Michael Eisner, the CEO of Disney, I think. So
yep.
He signed some stuff for my America project. And a little index card. So, and that's all I got TTM. It was really lame. I've sent a ton of TTMs out in the past month, so I don't know if somebody's stealing my mail, but I came up dry this week. On the auction front, this is technically an auction, and I think I got it before last week's show, but I didn't talk about it. Made a trade for a Hillary Clinton-Chelsea Clinton dual signed flyer, so that's a really nice addition to my collection. On the auction front, I got Roger Ebert on a signed book, Chris Elliott in a signed book, and that's pretty much it. That's all I got this week. And some of you may say, oh man, I'd love to have that kind of mail week. Dude, you have no idea how much time and effort I put into autographs every single day. And to have a mail week like this just really puts you in a bad mood. So let's go ahead and move on to the badass book buy. Stacy, what's your pick?
All right, my pick is going to be something that I got for $7.98 shipped, so I got a real decent deal on this. This is a book by Jack Palance, who is actually a pretty well-known actor. He was in the Batman remake, the original Batman remake with Michael Keaton. Was in City Slickers, a bunch of other stuff. He's been in quite a few movies. I think he passed away in... I want to say it was 2005 or 2006. I don't recall for sure, but got that. It's a book of, I think, poetry is what it is, actually. Like I said, got that for $7.98 shipped, so I was real happy to get that. So that is my badass book pickup for this week. What about you?
I'm going to have to go with my Gerald Ford signed book. And you're right, Gerald Ford, he signed pretty decently through the mail. Well, actually, when it comes to signed books, Gerald Ford is pretty rare. He actually, his stuff goes for almost the same as Nixon, if that tells you anything. So Nixon, of course, wrote several books and signed several copies. So his signature is about as prevalent as a Ford signature, because Ford only wrote, I think, one book, and I think that was before his presidency. So it wasn't that popular. And then he has a couple of books that aren't really autobiographies or anything, but there are not many signed copies out there. So to get a hold of one of those was really nice, and a really nice addition to my presidential signed book PC. Just another one of my many PCs. So that's my badass book buy. Let's move on to the project stuff, where we have nothing in Project Geek Week, nothing in Project Project.com. So, like I said, we're getting started on the Project.com. Bear with us. We're trying to get it started. We're still looking for addresses and stuff to get it started, and we still haven't ordered pictures. So, but on the Geek Week front, we have found some new addresses and stuff, so we're trying out some new addresses for the people we haven't got yet. So we may be getting some Geek Week in soon, so keep your eyes open for that. Let's move on to the news. I think Stacy's got one article to talk about.
And what I'm going to talk about is what everybody is talking about in the sports world, and that's not other than Lin Mania. Jeremy Lin, as you guys know, I don't even know what position he plays. I'm assuming he's a guard or a small forward for the Knicks. But it's just been off. Ever since he's been in the starting lineup, the Knicks haven't lost, and his stuff has just gone ape crazy. There's actually on eBay, there is a signed 7th grade yearbook from him that's at auction for $4,800 right now. And then there is also a 1-of-1 RC Auto Prime from National Treasures. It's actually listed at $68,888.88. And I kind of looked at the rest of his stuff. Most of his, like, National Treasures or the stuff that's limited to 99 or so for any kind of like jersey auto or regular auto, most of the stuff is selling for $2,000 to $4,000 right now. Kind of reminds me of the craziness that was around with Strasburg when Strasburg first started that all that hype came out. I think actually Lynn's stuff I think is going for a little bit more than Strasburg stuff was, but it's kind of that's kind of what it reminds me of. So just kind of wanted to pass that along as some information on what Lin stuff is selling for just in this last week when all this is starting to take off. So,
and you know, I think that's so stupid that his stuff is selling that high when he's just produced well in 5 games. Like, to me, if I'm smart about collecting, I wait. And if you really like Lin Sanity, then you should wait until he cools down and his stuff goes back down a little bit, then buy it, obviously, if you want it. But to buy it while he's at, you know, the extreme peak, I guess it's these rich people that are buying it that have the money to throw around. So it's not really true collectors, but I don't know. Kind of a weird thing to me that somebody would spend that much money on a card of somebody that's done well for 5 games. But all right, my news story is more of an informative thing, guys. I wanted to talk about spring training. Baseball spring training is upon us, and if you don't know, it's one of the biggest time to send out TTMs to baseball players and former legends. Basically, what you want to do is get your letters out now because the pitchers report next week around the 20th. And then the position players report the week after around the 24th. So you're going to want to get your stuff out as early as possible because they usually sign better at the early times of spring training than the late. So basically, the rookies you have a better chance with, obviously, because they're sitting around. They don't get much fan mail, so they can usually sign it all. It's not a guarantee, but if you like a hot rookie and you want to get their auto before they're a huge star, this is the place to do it, spring training. But I don't really write to even current players. I write to coaches and legends, advisors to the teams, people who are in the Hall of Fame, you know, Rod Carew and Yogi Berra. I write to those people because they're there helping the young players out during spring training, and they'll usually sign through team addresses. So, guys, if you want these addresses, I'm actually going to post a list of all the spring training addresses on our website, so you can find it there at autographweekly.com. Hopefully this helps you out. And if you have any questions about spring training, please send them our way, and I'll try to answer them during the next show. But it's pretty self-explanatory. Just write a normal TTM letter to these spring training addresses. And like I said, the return rate, depending on who you write to, is pretty decent. Unless you're writing to, like, Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez, you're probably not going to get anything back. I mean, you got to be realistic in TTMs. So, yeah, hopefully that helps you guys out.
Yeah, I would just follow up with that. I've done spring training pretty heavily the last few years. I'm not sure how much I'm going to do this year. I'll probably do some of my Padres stuff, but that'd probably be all I'll do this year. But Like I said, the last 2 or 3 years, I've done it pretty heavily. Success rate, I'm going to say roughly 40 to 50% maybe. But I mean, that's, I mean, when I say heavy, I mean, that's sending out, I don't, last year, I think I only did maybe 60 or 70, but the previous 2 years, I mean, I was probably close to 150 each year. So, I mean, getting 40 to 50% of that back is still pretty good. I mean, that's still 60 to 75 requests back. So,
and if you guys don't get it back in the same month, it doesn't mean you're not going to get it back. Truth in point, I got Mattingly back a few months ago from spring training last year. So sometimes they sign at the end of the year. It just depends. Usually you get it back within spring training time. But another big name that signs usually is McGuire, so you can write off to him. But via the Cardinals address. Anyways, guys, do you have anything to add on that, Stacey?
Nothing else, I don't think. The only other thing maybe is like you was going about there about the length and time. You'll probably, you may run into, you might get some stuff you sent last year back in the next couple of weeks, as I've gotten, that's happened to me the last several years too, is where I'll get stuff in the first week or two of spring training that I sent to last year's spring training. So,
because they said it's sitting around at the stadium until the person comes back the next year. So, all right, guys, the keyword is Linsanity. The keyword is Linsanity. All right, time for the Q&A, and boy, oh boy, do we have a crap load of questions this week. Hit me with the first one, Stacey.
All right, the first one is coming from Jeff. This is STLFan28, is asking, do you ever send your request to a person, non-machinable, with 20 cents extra postage so that it misses the dreaded mail machine at least once?
At first, I was kind of confused by this question, non-machinable. But then I remembered when I go to the post office, they tell you if you don't want it to go through the machines or the letter machines, or if it's bulky, that you have to add an extra 20 cents on so it doesn't go through those machines. Or if you put do not bend on there, that automatically marks it as non-machinable. So it doesn't go through the machine that, you know, rolls it through and flattens it and bends stuff. So for an extra 20 cents, you can get that stamped on there. I don't. Because most of the stuff I send unprotected, I don't truly care about anyways. If it gets damaged, it gets damaged. That's the risk you take when you do TTM. If it's something that I really don't want to get damaged, like maybe it's a, I don't know, 5-person signed item, then I'll send it in between 2 pieces of cardboard. That's bulky, so that automatically gets stamped with do not bend and non-machinable. So how about you, Stacey?
And actually, my part of this is I've actually never heard of that, so I can't say that I've ever done it.
Well, there you go. Next question.
This one is coming from Bobby, and he was wondering if you could tell me what type of paper is best for 8x10 autographs, glossy or matte?
Well, you know, I think glossy is, you know, used widely because, I hate to say it, but you can take off inscriptions. So if somebody inscribes a photo to you and you wanted to trade it or, heaven forbid, sell it, just some rubbing alcohol or Axe body spray, you'll take that right off on the inscription if it's glossy. So I think that's the main reason for using glossies. Also, they look really good in the frame because they're nice and shiny. I like matte finish photos, especially when, I don't know, when it's supposed to be some kind of card or, I don't know, something about matte finish photos that look classier to me, look more old-timey. If it's an old photo, I kind of want it to be matte finish because the gloss just kind of, I don't know, adds a newness to it that doesn't belong with the photo. That's just my opinion. But I usually get glossy. I get matte on certain items, but not many. So I would just go with glossy. It's just a lot easier. And if you ever do want to trade it, the person can take the inscription off if they want to. So what do you think, Stacey?
My preference usually is always glossy as well. It's just what I've always done. I need to. I think maybe the next time I order some 8x10s, I may do a few of them matte and just see how I like them and how they turn out. But usually my preference is glossy. It's kind of the same thing with you. I kind of like how the matte looks on older photos. So,
I was going to say, on the matte finish, I didn't mention this. You also get a little more smearage than you would on a glossy photo. And you would think it's the other way around, but the gloss actually holds in the Sharpie better than the matte finish. It kind of smears around a little bit if you touch it within the first 10 seconds on the matte. The glossy, more almost instant. Not always instant. as we know, photos smear a lot, but they had to sign pretty fast for them to smear on glossy. So that's another downside of matte.
All right. I think that covers that question. We'll move on to the next one. This is Roberto Romero asking, how do you send a request for a playbill? That's his first question. He has a second question, but we'll take care of the playbill one first.
I don't do playbills. I don't think I own any playbills that I got TTM. I got some that I bought through eBay, but I would say the best way to do it is, and I this is how I would do it if I was going to do it, which I may eventually, because a lot of people are getting signed cast photos or signed playbills by the entire cast from Broadway hits. Just send a regular self-addressed stamped envelope like you would for an 8x10. I would put 3 stamps on it. If you're really worried about it, maybe 4 on each envelope. That puts 8 stamps altogether, 6 if you do 3. And just write a letter just like you would if you're asking for an 8x10. Let them put the playbill in there instead of the 8x10. Boom, you got your playbill. Now, on the stamps, maybe somebody in the community could post on a Facebook page that does playbills. How many stamps do you guys use? I'm guessing at 3. Like I said, if you want to be sure, 4. How about you, Stacey?
With those, with the playbills, I'd probably do them similar to how I used to do a lot of DVD covers. And playbills are probably about the same size, I'm going to guess. And I usually send them, I think they were the 6x9 manila envelopes. They were the 8x10, so it's they'll save you just a little bit on postage. And I'm pretty sure they should fit in those. Like I said, I think they're similar to the same size as DVD covers.
Well, I know the smaller manila envelopes, you can usually go for 2 if it's a flat. But the playbills are decently thick, aren't they? I don't know if they qualify as a flat. So you may still have to do 3 stamps.
3 stamps,
to. But if it's a flat, like it's a photo, and you do the half-size manila envelopes, you can usually get away with 2. Just a heads up on that.
Yeah, I just usually at my post office weigh them, and they just label the outside, and they put stamps on the inside of them. So.
Yeah, but their goal is to get money, so they're going to squeeze that out of you any way they can. Unless they know you. Like, my post office knows me, and they're not going to rip me off. But, you know, tough times for the post office right now. So I'm just trying to tell you the things that work, guys. And I've got all my stuff through with 2 stamps on the manilas for flat. But that has nothing to do with the playbills. So, all right, let's move on to the next question.
And Roberto's second question was, how do I make or get book plates?
I actually have a video on this. If you go to youtube.com, just type in Zane Savage book plates, and it should be the first video on how to send out book plates and get them. Basically, what I do is I go to Walmart, and they have 2x4 stickers that you put on envelopes to send them, like mailing stickers. And they're in the section next to like the bubble mailers and stuff like that. You'll see these. But I get the 2x4s. They're big enough for somebody to sign and put an inscription if they want to. Then I cut them up. I used to have a paper slicer, which was really handy, but I just broke it a couple weeks ago, so I have to get a new one. I've been hand cutting the labels, which is just it's terrible. So you definitely want to get a paper slicer if you're going to do book plates, especially a lot of them, because the hand cutting, they just come out all womper jawed and not pretty at all. So I cut them up in singles. There's usually 10 to a sheet, so they get 100 in a package for, I want to say, $4.50 at Walmart. You may have to go to Target. Some Walmarts don't have them, I've learned. And then once you do that, you just send them off and get them signed as book plates, even though they're just address labels. So that's basically how I do book plates. And again, if you want me to go into more detail, just go to my video on YouTube, Zane Savage Book Plates. That should get you there in the search bar. All right, next question.
All righty, this one is coming from Chris, who is G4 Webhead on YouTube, asking us, when you write to a private address, do you write your letters any different than from a public address?
Yes. because I want, if you're testing an address, you want the best chance for success. And for some people, I get kind of lazy and I just kind of do my thing, put in the parts that I know are always there. Usually type it, but for some private addresses, if I know they're hard to get and they do not like to sign, let's say I found a private address for Harrison Ford, I really wanted to write to him. I'm not going to just type out an address and put his info like a form letter or something like that. I'm going to take the time to actually write a really good letter and try to get his attention, because I know he's a terrible signer, and that's the only way I want to get my best chance out there to get an autograph from him. And most private addresses are usually people who don't sign a lot TTM. That's the reason you're looking for a private address. So they're kind of hard to get. So you find yourself trying harder to impress that person and make the letter authentic. So that's the difference I see in letter writing. There's no specific, oh, this is a private address, so I'm going to write the letter this way. It's not really like that. It's just more, I'm going to try a lot harder to impress that person since this is a private address. How about you?
I would say the exact same thing. Just, I mean, when you find a private address or you're writing to a private address, just like you, those are the ones you're probably putting a little more effort into just because you want, you're just hoping that a little extra effort will be rewarded in the end. So that's my, like I said, pretty much the same answer as you gave. So we'll move on to the next question. This is coming from Mark, who is Bounty331. He is asking us, what is the greatest TTM success you have seen another collector get that you have tried for and have never gotten?
I'll go ahead and let you answer this one first.
Probably two of them I'm going to say. These are more recent ones. I'm sure if I had more time to think about this, I could think of other people. But I'm going to say Jimmy Carter is one. I have written to him, I'm going to say, probably four times in the last 2 to 3 years and have not got a single response back. And everybody on YouTube seems, everybody in the community seems to get him back all the time. So
wait, did you send like pictures or did you send him books?
Pictures.
Yeah, books are a definite way to get him back. If you want a Jimmy Carter autograph, send him a book, you'll get it back, I guarantee you.
But and then my other more recent one is Larry Flint. I've written to him probably three times in the last couple years without ever getting a success back. And I know he is very hit and miss. A few people in the community have gotten him. Zane's got him. I think Mike at the Autograph Network's got him.
You're just a dirty pervert. You want Flint's autograph. I understand. Totally understandable. Well,
I have one now, but I didn't get a TTM.
That's true. All right. I guess mine's going to have to be Bill Mazeroski, and I'm pretty sure he only signs for people from Pennsylvania. I think that's his rule, because all the people I've seen get him back were from Pennsylvania. So I'm going to send off probably one. If anybody lives in Pennsylvania, I'd really like to send you a card, or I'll send you my TTM letter addressed to your address, and then you know when you get it back, you can send the card to me. I'll throw you some extras or something for getting him. But I really, really need him for my top 10 favorite set, and he's getting up there in age. He hit probably the most famous home run of all time, and I really want his autograph, but I cannot get it. I get RTS'd every single time, and I think it's because I don't live in Pennsylvania. So, all right, next question.
Next one is coming from David Soffin, who is a big dog, asking us if Mike at the Autograph Network is the godfather, then what are you guys? And I'll just go with this. I mean, I've had kind of a moniker for a while. That's just kind of what I stick with. And that's, most of you guys probably know that, but that's that autograph dude is just kind of my thing. So I don't think I need another nickname. So I'm just going to stick with that.
I think I'm going to go with the Godfather's father. No, I don't know. I don't really need a nickname either. I mean, my regular name is pretty freaking awesome anyway. So, yeah, I'm not going to give myself a nickname. That's for you guys to do. I'm not going to be all conceited. Even though I really want to, I'm not going to.
I think that was just David saying if we would answer that question on the podcast. I think he's probably just messing with us.
Next question.
All right. We've got a couple coming from AJ Kaiser. And I'm going to save his interesting question for the next question. I'll answer this one first. How long do you think TTM collecting has been going on?
Depends what you qualify as TTM collecting. I know autograph collecting has been going on since the early 1900s, probably the late 1800s. I know people got signatures in autograph books. Autograph books were extremely popular back then. And it wasn't known as TTMing. You would just basically the origins of TTMing. It's writing to somebody that you really admire. I know I have a collection of autographs from a woman that lived in California. Her dad actually was like the guy that created the Bank of America. She was very wealthy. So she wrote off to all these people that she admired and collected their autographs in a scrapbook. And I have several pages from the scrapbook signed by people in the 1920s. And they were TTMs. But they weren't called TTMs back then. You just wrote off to people that you liked to collect their autograph. But they obviously didn't call it through the mail successes. So I know it was going on in the 20s. I would guess probably the late 1800s is probably when it started. Because before that, mail was a little expensive, probably. You had to take it through, Pony Express and stuff.
Yep.
So to write off to somebody you admire through Pony Express seems kind of far-fetched. So I'm guessing probably the late 1800s is when that started. I mean, it's pretty interesting, the origins, where we've come from and where we are today. Like, I always talk about the origins being you want to write to somebody because you're a fan of theirs, and it's basically a letter to them. They may not even have wanted anything in return. They just wanted to contact that person, believe it or not. I know that's crazy, guys. Write a fan letter to somebody and not expect anything in return. I just blew your mind, but they did that a lot back in the day, too. So what about you, Stacey?
I would have to pretty much say the same thing on that, too. I mean, it's probably as long as there's been a postal service, I'm guessing people have tried to send off to people they admired, and I'm sure it was nothing like it is now, but I'm sure it's just went on since the beginning of the post office, I'm going to guess. All right, we'll go on to AJ's second question, and this is a interesting and fun question. He's asking, if you had to live on an island for 6 months and you could bring one autographed item with you, what would it be?
I'm going to go with an autographed toolbox by Tim Allen. Just so I could use the toolbox to survive.
I think he's talking about something that we own.
That we own? You got to make it hard for me.
See, my first response, my first thing I thought you was going to say is your Felicia Day.
No, I mean, why? If I'm going to take something to a desert island where I'm going to live for 6 months, I'm going to take something that helps me. Because I'm assuming I'm coming back after 6 months and I can come back to all my autographs.
That could help you.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
that's exactly what my answer was going to be. Not her, but something in that general.
You know, probably, do I have a signed baseball bat? I think I have a signed baseball bat. I don't even remember who it is. But I think I have a signed baseball bat, and that's probably what I'd pick, because baseball bat would come in pretty handy fighting things off on a desert island. So,
yeah, that would be a good choice. I've got a couple of signed bats, so, I mean, that could be a choice. See, I was going to go that route where you were talking about Felicia Day, and I was going to say one of my signed Playboys.
Yeah, definitely get you past the time, I guess. I don't know, for 6 months, though. Anyways, let's move on to the next question.
All righty. This next question is coming from Caleb Marks. It's not really autographed related. He was just asking us thoughts on Gary Carter and Whitney Houston. So I guess do you have a Gary Carter autograph at all?
Yeah, I have a signed photo.
Okay, I don't have either one of them. And if you guys, hadn't heard, Gary Carter did pass. It was this afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was today. He died of, he had cancer. I forgot where, but it was pretty bad. So.
But yeah, I don't know. That's not really our area to, I don't know. We can mention that they both, I mean, everybody knows that Whitney Houston passed away. And some of you might not have, probably by the time this podcast comes out, everybody's going to know Gary Carter passed away as well.
And so, there's not really much we can say about it that's going to, you know, mean anything to you guys. I mean, we respected them for what they did, and there's nothing really new we can say that's going to add to the news or anything. So,
and all the only thing I'll say is if you guys got autographs to either one, let us know. post photos or something on the on our Facebook or something.
I thought you were going to be selfish and say trade them to me. I thought that was where you were going with that. I was like, man, that's pretty skeezy of you, bro. Definitely. Okay, that's a good idea. So if you guys have a Gary Carter autograph or a Whitney Houston autograph, post your picture on our Facebook page at facebook.com/autographweekly. I like that idea. We may start doing that whenever somebody large passes away like that. Have you guys post photos of their autographs. That'd be pretty cool. Is that the last question?
We got one more. This is coming from Matt Daniel. He is asking us what our best extra we've ever got in a TTM.
I'll go ahead and let you go first on that one.
I think we've discussed this a little bit. I don't know if we've ever mentioned our best. I think we've been asked if we've ever gotten something in a TTM that we haven't asked for. And the answer is going to be similar for me. It's going to be probably signed books that I've gotten that I've were just something they threw in. I like Jeff Perlman threw in a The Boys Will Be Boys, the book he wrote about the Dallas Cowboys dynasty in the, what was that, the early 90s. He threw that in signed. I also, I don't think I've ever talked about this, Joe Orlando, who I think is the head, he's like the CEO or the head person, I think, or was at the time of JSA. I don't know if he still is or not. But I was sent off to get something signed by him, and he sent me back this huge ass. I mean, it's a big, big book. It's pretty sweet. It's just like kind of a history of trading cards and the whole grading thing. And it was, he had a real nice inscription, wrote a real nice letter with it too, so with the book. So those are a couple of my best things I can think of as far as stuff that was just thrown in that I didn't ask for.
I'm going to have to say probably, you know, I haven't got much in the way of big items, but one that comes to mind is Rebecca Black. When I wrote to her, she signed all my items for one. Stacy got a personal letter from her, which I would have killed for, but she didn't write me a personal letter, but she did send me, a t-shirt and several, wristbands and stuff like that, like promotional things for her new CD. So that was pretty cool, even though the t-shirt is like a women's small. I may be able to get it around one arm, but I think I'm going to send that back out to her to get signed in silver Sharpie. I'll send a silver Sharpie with it to get signed. I guess that's mine. Just haven't had much luck. I got Elmore Leonard. He sent me an extra. He sent me a book for free, so that was pretty cool. But I guess Rebecca Black would probably be my best. All right. Is that the last one?
Yep.
All right. It's time for the discussion roundtable. Let's get ready to discussion roundtable. Here we have Stacy, Jeremy, and David. As always, say hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hi, guys.
That's really clever. Well, today's question has to do with the great white whale. That one person you just can't seem to get. Now, we've got two questions relating to this same topic. Who's that one person that you wrote off to several times and finally you got them back? And the second part of the question, actually, you know what, let's do the first part first. We'll start off with Jeremy. So who's that person that you wrote off to multiple times and finally got back, and you were so happy that you got that signature?
I'm going to have to go with George Brett. I wrote to him probably 3 times, and then actually the third time I got my 2 4x6s signed by him. And it was a private address, and I was happy to get that back. You know, like I said, after 3 times, and a lot of people, you know, right off to him, he just doesn't sign, so I was happy to get him.
Yeah, I mean, he's actually one of the worst Hall of Fame signers, so the fact you got him TTM is a pretty big deal. Stacy, who's that one person that you finally got back that you were waiting forever to get back?
That would be iJustine, famous on YouTube. It's been a person that... I've written to several times with addresses. I've tried to contact on YouTube, email, website. And finally, actually, it was Zane that got me her parents' address. And I sent to that over the holidays, and it came back shortly after. I think it was shortly after Thanksgiving, actually.
Yeah, something like that. So you tried every single thing in the book to try to contact her. Did you peek through her bedroom window? Did you go that far?
No.
No, okay.
No.
All right, David, who's your pick?
Mine would be, I'm guessing, Morgan Freeman. I know I tried before to get him before, and I got back like the preprint that he's famous for sending out. He sends the same one all the time, and I've written to him probably 2 or 3 times and finally got something other than a preprint back. So I was pretty stoked to get that.
Well, let's by the way, mine is definitely Felicia Day. I've tried several addresses to get Felicia Day, and finally I found that golden private address, and it came through. And I was a very happy man, because I'm a Felicia Day addict. Let's flip this around.
He's so happy he's got the envelope posted on his wall.
Hey, we don't need to talk about that. We just need to go to the opposite side of this question. Who's that person that you've wrote to several times and tried to get that you haven't got back yet? Your main white whale. And let's start off with Stacy.
That would be Kevin Rose. I'm a huge tech person. Kevin Rose has been in the tech business for a while. He was actually on the Screensavers way back in the day with Leo. And I've tried, I bet, 5 or 6 different addresses so far. We just tried another one that just came back RTS, or not RTS, but the person opened it said he didn't live there anymore. But I mean, I've tried him. I tried him at the Screensavers address back in the day. I tried him at his at Revision 3 because he was part owner of that for a while, and just no luck ever.
Hey, Stacy.
Yeah.
Every rose has its thorn. All right.
I'm beginning to think so.
David, who's that one person you just can't seem to get?
My one would be Nina Dobrev. She's the main character on Vampire Diaries. She's pretty much well known to not sign very well anything, TTM, in-person, conventions. And her autographs are pretty expensive. So I've tried a few. I've tried sending straight to the Vampire Diaries, like via venue, and didn't get anything back. And I've sent to a couple of different addresses that were on Star Tiger and still nothing. So she's definitely number one on my top 25 list. I don't have an autograph of her, so... Keep on trying.
Whenever there's a hot chick like that that doesn't sign, I always find it beneficiary to like send a nude photo of myself, and it usually convinces them, oh man, look at this dude. I'm going to sign this autograph for him. All right, Jeremy, who's your white whale?
Zane Savage, actually.
I'm a dick when it comes to signing.
No, actually, I got a couple here, but probably Robert Duvall. I've wrote to him numerous times, never got anything back. I watch people's videos. Oh, I got Robert Duvall today. I'm like, okay, where's mine? You know, and like I said, I got multiple requests out to him. So who knows? I don't know.
I have a feeling just one day you're going to get like 8 TTMs from Robert Duvall. Like you're going to do a video on YouTube about it and just be like, I got an 8-package mail today. They're all Robert Duvall. I got 16 signed index cards. My big white whale would have to be Bill Mazeroski. And the dude's well known in the TTM community for being finicky on signing. And I think I've figured out his little game. I think he only signs for people from Pennsylvania. I think it's his deal. So I may be sending off some cards to some people that live in Pennsylvania to send off to him from a Pennsylvania address to get signed for me. Because I really need him for my top 10 favorite set. He's a legend. So, I mean, he hit the most popular home run in World Series history. So, yeah, that's definitely mine. Guys, thanks for answering the questions. Hopefully we'll get some tougher questions in here for us next week. And take care. All right, it's giveaway time. Time to announce the winner for our last week's giveaway. We gave away a Bill Bradley signed book and a Jerome Walton signed baseball. Have you seen my baseball? And the winner for that is WJ Chiefs Autographs. Congratulations, WJ Chiefs Autographs. You won both items. Remember, we gave away 2 things last week to make up for the week that we missed. And this week, guys, I am giving away an Andrew Jones autographed certified best card. So if you want a certified Andrew Jones autograph, it is available this week. And to win, all you have to do is type that keyword on Twitter, not Facebook. Twitter. Go to twitter.com/autographweekly and then reply to us with the keyword, and you'll automatically be entered. We'll pick next week, and we'll see if you win that Andrew Jones certified autograph. All right, let's move on to Graph of the Week. And who won? Actually, we're going to go over the week before last week and this week, since we held both polls last week. So what were the stats of that, Stacey?
Alrighty. Actually, we split. We both won 1 week. So the graph of the week for 2 weeks ago, we had four people nominated. Those were Boss Hog 797 with his Richard Nixon for $16. We had TTM Central with his TTM of Phil Jackson. Top Shelf TTMs with his TTM of Randy Johnson. And Kelvin ML with his $13 Aerosmith book. And I do have to say the results of this kind of shocked me a little bit. Because I kind of figured, who do you think was going to win?
I would have said the Nixon.
Yep, that would have been my guess too. But actually, Phil Jackson and TTM Central wins. It was 16 votes for 36%. Richard Nixon came in second with 12 votes at 27%. Randy Johnson got 10 votes for 23%. And Aerosmith got 6 votes for 14%. So
people just don't like Tricky Dick. It's a fact.
Yep. Exactly. All right. And last week, the nominees were, we had Kelvin ML with the Kathy Lee Gifford book that he picked up for 50 cents signed, and Boss Hog 797's purchase of a Muhammad Ali, Will Smith, Michael Mann triple signed item book, which was $67. And the winner was Boss Hog 797 with 18 votes for 69% to Kelvin ML's 8 votes at 31%. So we had a pretty good turnout again as far as voting. We had 44 in the first one and then 26 in this last week. So,
like I said, we're trying to stay away from those dual poll weeks unless we have to do them, guys. I know it kind of confused you guys. Some people only voted on one of the polls. And remember, you can vote on Facebook.com or our website. So, all right. So this week, who are you picking, Stacey?
I am going to go with Kelvin ML and his J. Edgar Hoover autograph book that he got for $13. He got that in today. And I just want to give a quick honorable mention. This was in the running until I saw the Kelvin ML book today. And that was Blade 9110000, how many ever zeros it is. His 95-cent LP that he picked up signed by Roy Clark, who is a pretty legendary country and western legend. He actually hosted a Hee Haw for several years. So, but the J. Edgar Hoover has to make the poll this week. Is $13 for Hoover is not quite as good as Zane got, but still a pretty awesome pickup on Kelvin's part.
And I'm gonna have to go with Boss Hog 797. He got in Bear Bryant this week and paid $29 for it, which is actually $10 less than I paid for mine. So Bear Bryant's signature is extremely rare, and to find a signed book is an amazing find. And for $29, it's crazy. Those things go easily over $200 on eBay, usually a lot more than that. So to get one for $29 is a big deal. And I know, guys, it seems like we're nominating the same people every week. But, I mean, when they keep getting these amazing graphs in for the amazing deals they get, it's hard not to nominate them. But if you guys think that you have an autograph for a graph of the week, please send us a message and let us know about it. We can't watch every video, so send us a message at autographweekly@gmail.com or message us on Facebook telling us about the autograph you got in that you think deserves graph of the week. We will definitely consider it, especially if you send us a message about it. And like I said, come on, knock these guys out. Knock out Boss Hog and Kelvin ML so they don't freaking get nominated every single week. Now, if you want to pick the winner of Graph of the Week, all you have to do is go to our website, autographweekly.com. It's the poll on the right. Or you can go to facebook.com/autographweekly, and it's one of the little tabs on the left. You'll see the Graph of the Week poll. Click that and vote. All right, guys, before we end today's podcast, I do want to bring up Collector of the Month. It is going to be about that time. Next week, we will be doing, not picking a winner next week, but the week after that, we'll be picking a winner on February 1st when we record the podcast. Is it recorded? Yeah, it's recorded on the 1st. So you definitely want to start getting your stuff together. Again, you don't have to make your video this week, but it's next week when you want to make your video. Just kind of doing a pre-thing there to let you guys know it is on the cusp. Also, go check out the Savage List. Been adding some really awesome names to the Savage List lately. That's at autographweekly.com. Just hit the tab that says the Savage List. That's, of course, my private address list with names like Tony Shalhoub and Jeffrey Jones and Larry King and Phil Jackson and now John Hodgman. So if you want those addresses, go check that out. Also, I have a giveaway video on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/ZaneSavage. This is my personal autograph YouTube channel. I'm giving away a $50 eBay gift card and possibly a Manny Ramirez signed certified card. If you're interested in winning that, go check it out. It should be on my main profile page at youtube.com/ZaneSavage. All you have to do is comment or possibly make a video response for more entries. Also, and the last thing, don't forget to rate and comment on iTunes. Please. I know I have new listeners out there. If you listen to us on iTunes, even if you don't have an iTunes account, sign up for one real fast and give us a rating and comment. It helps us out a ton, boosts our ratings, gets our name out there, and that's what we want. All right, guys.
A couple things real quick. I want to add to that before we go here real quick.
Interrupter.
Yeah, I know. As far as the Savage List and Mike's List, the Autograph Network, I just don't want you guys to get frustrated. I mean, we've seen some return to senders come in. I mean, I've gotten 3 or 4 in the last couple of days, but I've also gotten the yellow labels back with actual forwarding addresses on them. So those will be going up on the web. On this, the ones I've gotten will be going up on Zane's. The updated addresses will be on the Savage List. So that stuff happens. I know some of you guys are probably getting frustrated that have done this and have gotten some RTSs, but that's just part of the hobby, and we'll try to keep that updated as good as we can. Like I said, 2 out of the 3 that I got in the last 2 days have come back with the forwarding addresses on the other labels. So,
and if you guys are just totally, if you get angry at return to senders, don't send to untested addresses. That's all I can say. I mean, sending to untested addresses, it's kind of like the lottery. Either you strike out or you hit a home run with somebody that could possibly only be signing for you and never sign for anybody else again. That's how private addresses work, because it kind of catches them by surprise. So if you are getting frustrated by RTSs, only use the addresses that are proven successful on the Savage List or Mike at the Autograph Network site, because those are marked. You'll see successfully tested next to them. That way you're not extremely disappointed when you get an RTS. Is that it? Is all you got?
Yeah, that'll take care of it. I just want to do a quick follow-up on that.
All right, guys. I'm Zane Savage.
And I'm Stacia Schaefer. As always, stay classy.
And you take care, all of you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.
Balls.